to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. There's a Bible verse that talks about the boy in our story today. Here's what it says. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Matthew 5:9. What exactly is a peacemaker? What does a peacemaker do? Well, we're about to find out from a boy named Todd. Here is his story. My friend Jimmy got into a fight the other day. Kirsten said he was a crybaby, and Jimmy said he was not a crybaby. Kirsten said he was. Jimmy said he wasn't. Kirsten said, well, you get the picture. All at once, Kirsten reached out and pushed poor Jimmy to the ground. There was yelling and punching and all sorts of nasty stuff going on. I don't like to see my friends fighting, so I tried to stop it. Let me tell you right now that stopping a fight can be painful. I hurt my arm and my ear in the process. But they did stop fighting. They just stood and glared at each other instead. I asked Kirsten why he called Jimmy a crybaby. Kirsten said it was because Jimmy had gotten in front of him at the drinking fountain. I know this doesn't make any sense, but like my dad says, most fights don't. Jimmy said he didn't know that Kirsten was waiting in line because he was just standing there talking with Alice Thompson, the fifth grader. Jimmy said he was very thirsty and wanted to get a drink right then, so he did. After Jimmy and Kirsten talked about what had happened, Kirsten said he shouldn't have gotten mad at Jimmy and he shouldn't have called him a crybaby. Then they both agreed that they shouldn't have been fighting, and each said they were sorry. Then they went off to play kickball. I went to see the school nurse, who gave me an ice bag for my aching ear. When I told the nurse how I got hurt, she said I had a God-given talent. She called me a peacemaker because I helped my classmates stop fighting. Then she said something I will never forget. She said, Todd, Jesus was a peacemaker too. When you do what you just did for Jimmy and Kirsten, you're being like Jesus. You're healing hearts and bringing joy back into the lives of people who are angry and afraid. That's a wonderful thing to do. But as you found out, being a peacemaker can sometimes be painful. You might want to be more careful next time. As I sat on the steps of the jungle gym and watched my friends play kickball, I decided that being a peacemaker was totally worth it. My sore arm and aching ear will get better. Jimmy and Kirsten are already friends again. There are no angry voices on the playground anymore. It's very peaceful out there, with kids running around, laughing, shouting happy shouts, and just having fun. And to think that I had a part in making that possible makes me glad I did what I did. Yep, being a peacemaker is healing to a lot of people. Wow, thank you, Todd, for sharing your story with us today. Peacemakers do two things that are very important to this world. Yes, they help stop fights, but they also never start them. Something to keep in mind the next time someone makes fun of you. Let's listen again to that wonderful text that I shared at the beginning of the program. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Matthew 5:9. I want to be called a child of God. Don't you?
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!